So this weather is so weird. Like, it was hot and humid for so, like, straight days, and then it just...
Yep. You bitch about it, You want it to change. I just wish it would cool off a little bit. And then the very next day...
Yeah, and it's freezing and it's raining.
It's not really freezing, but...
Well, I'm freezing right now.
A bunch of complainers. Local summer's over.
Anyway, it's supposed to get warmer this... It is supposed to get warmer this
Florence,
week.
Florence. Hurricane Florence is going to steal local summer's thunder.
So it's saying that even though it's raining and thunderstorms, it's going to be 80. Like today, it's 63.
Oh.
It's going to go up to 80. Well, where we are in Surf City. I mean, Ship Bottom.
63 and not raining would be
it's
awesome.
62 right now where we are in Ship Bottom. So this week, it's going to... get warmer and back up in the 80s, but then it's still thunderstorms and rain all week. And then supposedly Hurricane Florence is coming at us, like it's gonna hit, you know, down in Florida and like Myrtle Beach area directly. So there's it's saying that like it's gonna be
a weather event.
Category 4 or 3 when it hits them Friday morning. Wow. So the possibility of it then traveling up the coast, it might slow down, but it's 2 days, next day or the day after, it's going to be like in New Jersey, like hitting New Jersey.
Right around what day?
Right around Saturday.
Fuck stick. In the morning or at night?
Did you just say fuck sick?
I said fuck stick.
Oh, it sounded
like... We can edit that out, or we can't.
Whatever.
Or it doesn't matter, but fuck stick is that means darn. Translation for the... All right, so...
We both say it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's heading toward us, and it would hit us like around, you know, Saturday, mid-Saturday.
Great.
The 15th.
That sucks ass.
And...
That's another curse word I always say all the time. Sucks ass.
Or you say like...
stick.
Never mind. I don't want to say the other one. Just like, get worse.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's saying dangerous surf, strong rip currents, large offshore swells, beach erosion, and strong winds.
Darn.
So.
I'm playing with my mic. Let's see how far back I can sit here. Oh, see? I'm going to be right up there on there.
It's coming for us.
Yeah.
But, you know, we've had different situations here. We've had, you know, a panic about Hurricane Irene. And it, like, really wasn't anything. And then everyone, like, let their guard down. And then when Hurricane Sandy was coming, everyone was like, oh, yeah, that's what they said about Irene.
Yeah.
And then, like, people weren't leaving. They were like, I'm staying on the island. I'm not going anywhere.
Right.
And then, like, next thing you know, like, you have to leave. Like, there's literally trucks.
Yeah.
Like, government-issued trucks, like, coming to the houses, like, you need to get out, you need to get out now, right. This is how you're getting out, or you're here, and who knows what's going to happen to you.
Yeah. It's so weird. Ever since Hurricane Sandy, everybody watches the weather fervently right after, like, summer's over.
Yeah.
It jumps to hurricane season. It used to be, like, kind of a joke, but it's not a joke anymore. It actually becomes hurricane season.
No, because it's 6 years later, and people still aren't even back in their houses, some people. There's still trouble with insurance and stuff like that.
The town's traumatized, and it's like...
People are still raising their houses. Like, and when it... Just on a regular day, if it's high tide and it rains here, it's flooded. It's flooded more than it's ever been. There's still sand in the sewers.
Yeah.
It can't drain. There's not proper drainage. And
you can't leave a sign up because they keep falling down.
They keep blowing away.
I'm looking out my window right now and the Coro signs keep falling down.
And, you know, I mean, here it is raining. It's just raining right now. And we tried to drive to Beach Haven.
Yeah.
And we had to turn around.
Well, I had my little mini car.
You have a little car, but you can't.
My Scion.
We don't want to drive through the boulevard is flooded when you get, like, because down there, Beach Haven is, I think, 7 feet below sea level.
Oh.
That's the lowest point, Beach Haven. And, like, here, like, say, Surf City, where I used to work, that's, like, 8 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
So that's why Surf City pretty much was safe.
Yeah.
Unless you were on the bay.
Right.
There's certain places
in Surf City it doesn't work, but on the boulevard there, it's kind of high.
It's high.
Higher than the rest of the island.
It's high. And it's wide. Yeah. It's wider there than any other part. I think people get
good luck, everyone. We don't know what's happening. It's early. We're doing this on Sunday.
The Sunday before we're recording. So we're on the 9th, yeah. September 9th right now. So, you know, 6 days right. away from...
We just wanted to do a quick podcast, talk about some things going on with Breaker. We talked about what's going on with the weather. Yeah, I mean...
I said, let's like talk about the weather, and you're like, no.
It's like a switch that gets turned off the second it's Labor Day's over. Somebody has this, like, switch and hits the power, and then it becomes storm season automatically. It's
yeah,
crazy.
It is weird.
And then behind
and it's gray,
it,
and yeah. then it's just gray. Like, where we live, I feel like once it's gray in, like, the fall, it's gray yeah. until May.
Right. I still don't mind it, though.
I don't
At least it's not... The heat was, like, a little bit, like...
Mm-hmm.
All right, already.
It was
kept hiding in my house.
It was getting to be too much, yeah. for sure. But
yeah.
Breaker is our, you know...
Going on issue 6.
And we have to really pull it together in the next few weeks. So if you'd like advertise, reach out immediately.
Yes. It'll be out in late October. We're having a Breaker release party in Belmar.
Yeah.
At Beach House
Brewery.
Brewery. They have volunteered their space to us, and we were, like, all down with it. We're like, cool.
That event is kind of doubling as a networking event for Market Space vendor events.
Oh, cool.
Her vendors. So
nice.
She wanted to have some kind of, like, event where they could just get together and maybe meet each other and get to know each other and
yeah.
hang out and it not be, like, setting up to vend,
yeah,
you know,
right.
So that she was the one that came to us and asked us if we would want to partner and do, like,
yeah,
you know, at that event, have it be our release.
Well, that's
party.
A good opportunity for people to kind of get out of this area and go meet new other people, businesses, shake hands,
yeah,
trade business cards.
That's true. We
new
should
brewery
push that part of it.
Yeah,
there's a happening. Facebook event page for that. It's issue 6. Breaker release party and Maker Mixer. It's a free event. It's open to anyone. And
come check it out.
Believe how time is flying.
We're going
by.
Downhill. It's like we're rolling downhill on roller skates through this whole year or
time
something.
Time is flying by.
Yeah. But as for our events, Red Rocker Record Fair, October 14th, same day as the Wine Festival at Manahawk and Lake Park.
Yes.
Going to be fun. There's going to be a band there that is a 80s cover band called Ridgemont High.
I can't wait for that.
They're probably going to be amazing. There's that. And then, shave the date.
November 30th this year. So you grow your beard, mustache or beard or mm-hmm. hair for the whole month of
yep.
November. Movember, really. Mm-hmm. And you can collect pledges for your mustache
beard.
Or beard or hair. And then you come to the location is yet to be announced. We're still working on that. But
yeah.
you come to shave the date.
And
to,
we have barbers at the ready to
yeah,
service
it's a pop-up
your beard,
barber
your
shop,
hair.
And it benefits David's Dream and Belief Cancer Foundation. 100%
yep.
of the funds raised that day go to DDBCF.
Yeah. We started that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And
2016 was the first.
Yeah. Swing Graphics. That was our event to David. We
yeah.
pitched it to him and he loved it.
And the first year it was at East. Actually, Jen came up with that idea with us. It was kind of like.
Yeah. She did. She wanted to do it and then it just kind of happened.
But. Our friend Jen that we mentioned that we lost earlier this
yeah.
summer, she was part of that with us.
It's been hard.
I don't want to talk about that part.
I know. We'll get there.
So last year, Shave the Date was at the Arlington, and mm-hmm. our friends from Ryan's Barbershop
yep.
come up from Linwood and donate their time to give haircuts and shaves.
Mm-hmm.
And also, last year, Carmelo's Barbershop, which is in Manahawkin.
yes.
They
it's by
came,
Urban Bagel.
Which is near Wawa.
Which Manhattan. Urban Bagel's very new. And it's by Hardcore
near the
Nutrition.
High, it's like near
by
the
Southern
high
Regional. Yeah,
yeah.
Over there. I don't know the name of that plaza.
I don't know either. And if you said it, no one would
no
know.
No one would know the difference.
No.
No one knows where Urban Bagel is. They don't
no.
know.
It's kind of like hard to see and get to. I feel like it's hidden.
It's off Route 9.
Yeah.
In Manahawkin.
And so he was an addition last year to the barbers. He came, the owner, and
they have to bring their own barber chairs. We have a we set up the floor like checkerboard floor. We'll make it look like a barber shop when you come in.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun event.
It's a lot of fun.
A lot of people come in with beards that wouldn't normally have beards. They just grow them, you know, just to do it.
Yeah.
And have fun with it. So there's that.
Yeah.
So, and also, let's see what else. The podcast. We're going to be trying to get more music in here since Ryan Zimmerman's performance was really awesome.
Yeah, and it sounded really good.
It sounded good in here. And we want to do that with more musicians. So,
that's in the works.
Yeah. There's a lot of local musicians to hopefully get some before they run away to California or wherever you guys go. I'm going to Puerto Rico for 3 months and your season's closed and wherever they go. But
yeah, so and we know a lot of musicians, so we're trying to schedule them and have a little studio audience, like maybe 7 to 10 people in here.
That'd be fun.
And make it a thing.
Yeah, probably do them at night when nobody's downstairs below us in our office.
Yeah. I just wanted to say, because you were talking about that in between podcasts, you know, people, if we want to announce something like that, it would be on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm just saying that to follow us on Instagram at njnoscene.podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where you'll know when we're about to put up a show. You'll know if we're going to have an event. Or
that's our most active
form of advertising.
Social media.
Yeah.
We try to do Facebook through Breaker's account.
Yeah, we don't have our own Facebook account. Yeah. If you follow us, then you'll know when these things are going to be happening.
Cool.
And when they're going to be aired.
Yep.
Something that's really difficult to talk about and just needs to be said, though, no matter how hard it is. Like we said before, we lost a very close friend to us, and it was such a difficult time for us because she took her own life. This is something that neither one of us have experienced before. Neither one of us have lost a friend in this way, and it leaves a lot of questions, and it leaves the loved ones very heartbroken and confused. And so what I wanted to talk about is the fact that, you know, we all need somebody. We all hurt, we all suffer, we all have awful things happen to us in life. Life can be really hard, and it's important to have a place to go. It's important to have a person to turn to, or someone you can confide in and trust. It's important to talk about difficult feelings. It's important to lean on someone and tell them when you need help. Because chances are someone loves you, and chances are more than one person loves you, and it may seem difficult to imagine when you're suffering so, you know, severely, but when you leave the world in this way, the people that are left here are left to try and pick up the pieces, and I don't know that anyone that's lost somebody to suicide can ever really fully heal and be okay. I think it will, you know, life will never be the same after that. It's hard enough to lose someone, and then to lose them in that way is just so heavy. It's
It's really the saddest thing that I could imagine. It's the most difficult thing that I've had to face, I think, in my life. And so, this is for people who suffer and find themselves, I'm saying this to you, you know, you find yourself with these thoughts, talk to somebody, because your life is too important and too valuable, and the people that love you need you here. And there's people that can help you.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.